Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Time and again, the measure was defeated or delayed. Time and again, we've been reminded of the difficulty of building a nation in which we're all free to live and love as we see fit.
We are fully prepared to defend any of our members of national religious broadcasters if they're wrongfully prosecuted under this hate crimes law.
We believe that homophobia, not homosexuality, is a sin. We also believe in freedom of the pulpit for all religious people, and this bill has nothing to do with freedom of the pulpit.
As citizens of Maine, we oppose attempts to grant the legal status of marriage to a relationship between persons of the same sex.
For me, this is a vote about equality. It's about civil rights. It's about doing what I think Jesus would do.
Well, many will be tuning in tonight as the Yankees return home for Game 6 of the World Series against Philadelphia. They're leading 3-2, and they could easily just wrap it all up. Many are hoping that they will. It wouldn't be anything new for the Yankees, of course. Meanwhile, here in St. Louis, although the season is over, people are already looking forward to a new baseball season, beginning with spring training, with a new hitting coach who is no stranger to St. Louis or to the Cardinals, Mark McGwire, returning as the hitting coach for the Cardinals. We're going to talk the World Series and Cardinals baseball here for the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. A busy lineup today. We'll begin with Rick Horton talking World Series and Cardinal baseball. Then we'll discuss yesterday's off-cycle election and health care reform with Congressman John Shimkus. Then we'll conclude today's program talking to Dinesh D'Souza about life after death. He has marshaled the apologetic evidence for life after death. We'll see what he has to say in about a half hour here. Our call-in number on this Wednesday afternoon, November the 4th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can always Twitter us at @issuesetc. Rick Horton is a regular guest, area director of the Greater St. Louis Area Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He's baseball analyst for Fox Sports Network Midwest and color commentator for the Cardinals baseball on KSDK in St. Louis. He's a former major league pitcher for the Cardinals, Los Angeles Dodgers, and Chicago White Sox. I think you actually played in 3 World Series yourself, didn't you, Rick?
Todd, I did. Yeah, I was very fortunate. 3 out of 4 years, in fact, 1985 and 87 with the Cardinals, where we came up on the short end of the stick. We were 1 game short in both of those, and then I was with the Dodgers in 1988 when we won the World Series against Tony La Russa's Oakland Athletics.
So what do you think the Phillies' chances are of actually taking home a ring, pulling it back out, and emerging on top?
I think it's going to be really, really tough for them to win in New York. And, you know, they've got Ryan Howard, unfortunately, who's not swinging the bat very well right now, and he's kind of their juice in the middle of that lineup. Utley's been amazing. But, you know, I think the Yankees are just such a strong team, and Mariano Rivera pitching the 8th and 9th innings, I just think he's just unhittable most nights. And, you know, I'll be kind of excited for either manager, depending on who wins, because I played for Charlie Manuel for a year and love him and know Joe Girardi really well and appreciate his faith and have been in Bible studies with him before. So I'm kind of excited for him, too, of maybe winning his first World Series at the head of the team that most people in the world either love or hate, the New York Yankees.
I have to ask you about that A-Rod home run that many people are, I mean, everything's a buzz with. It wasn't a home run because it hit the camera. It was back into the field to play. What do you think?
Well, I didn't actually see it. Believe it or not, I was not watching that game. I had another commitment that night. But, one of the things it points out, and I think people would say that it did hit the camera, and it was the use of instant replay that, you know, ended up getting it right. And but you know, instant replay is one of those things, if you ask an old-school guy like me, and I used to think I was young, and all of a sudden I became old school. I don't know what happened. But, you know, instant replay is one of those things that, you know, I'm just not a big fan of it in the game of baseball. I kind of tolerate it in football, but I think, you know, the umpires, in, you know, especially for the playoffs, there's six of them out there because they put one down the left field and the right field line. And I think that's part of the game. And, you know, I think it's kind of a slippery slope if you start using too much of instant replay in baseball. But again, I'm sounding like my grandfather saying that.
In spite of how well they did in their division, were you surprised by the Cardinals' early exit from the playoffs?
Yeah, I was. I thought they would turn it on, and I don't know if that was wishful thinking or if it was, you know, reasonable thinking or not. But I think, you know, they didn't hit well the last couple weeks of the season, and just hoping that it would change once the playoffs got there. And the playoffs often do that. It's like it becomes almost like a new season. You see guys in spring training that have a bad spring training, but then when the regular season starts, all of a sudden they start hitting or start pitching better. It's like a do-over. Like you get to start over, and the playoffs can be that way. And unfortunately for the Cardinals, you know, the playoffs did not all of a sudden become a time where the offense, you know, really started to just explode, and their woes continued. And you know, it did result in a new hitting coach here in the off season, and it's unfortunate because Hal McRae is a great baseball guy, and he's just unfortunately the guy that had to fall on the sword. But I was expecting the Cardinals to go deeper. I didn't think they could beat the Phillies, even though, again, I held out hope that they might.
What do they need to do in the offseason to improve, namely their offense, but the team overall?
Well, signing Matt Holliday would be, you know, wish list number one. Matt Holliday is an outstanding guy in the middle of that lineup, and, of course, the team really became a playoff team after they got Matt Holliday in August, and he was just such a great part of the offense, protecting Albert, hitting behind Albert. It's almost like, you know, it became a not another Albert. He's not at that level, but he's close. And so, you know, just really makes the Cardinals lineup so much more dangerous to have a guy like him in the middle of it. And, you know, it's easy for me to say that because it's not my money to spend. But if the Cardinals can get him, I think all the other things are just whatever. I think, you know, the pitching, if you get Holliday, I wouldn't spend a lot of money on the pitching side. You've got some young arms that might be the fourth and fifth starters. Kyle Loesch will be better next year than he was this year. And with Wainwright and Carpenter, you've got the two best starting pitchers, two out of three of the best starting pitchers in the National League on one team. So, you know, I don't think you need to spend a lot more money there.
You mentioned the new hitting coach, Mark McGuire, being brought in. Did that pick surprise you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. When I heard the news, I actually had multiple media outlets call me the night before and say, would you go on and talk about this? And I tried to think of one reason why that would be a good thing for me to do, and I couldn't think of one because I'm thinking, well, you know, I don't know anything about this. It's a surprise to me, and I know it was going to be volatile for a while in terms of what the fan reaction would be and some of the media reaction. And, you know, I think he's a great player and provide a lot of great moments for the Cardinal fans. But beyond kind of the hoopla about McGuire's past and the steroid issue and, you know, his deal before Congress and should he be back and, you know, that kind of issue aside, I think it'll be interesting to see how he handles being a hitting coach for 9 months out of his life, because that is a tough, tough job to have. You are basically, you know, the servant of an awful lot of hitters trying to teach them. And those guys work really, really hard. And for him to be off completely and then to be into the grind of the baseball life, that's going to be hard for him to do.
Well, La Russa says he's going to be out there first thing in the morning until the last guy doesn't need his help anymore, especially during spring training. I mean, it sounds like they're getting ready to work him.
Well, I believe that position demands that. I mean, Jose Oquendo does that, and Joe DiPatini does that, and I would assume that Tony has vetted that question already with Mark McGuire to say, look, you're not here to be a guy on our team picture at the end of the year, or a guy that we, you know, want to get some publicity from. You know, this is a real servant's job to be a coach, and you know, in the FCA world, Fellowship of Christian Athletes world, I have a great admiration for the job that coaches do at all levels. And on a professional level, I know the kind of hours they put in, football coaches, baseball coaches. And, you know, you really got to love it, and you got to love it all day long. And you're going to have to put some of your family stuff on hold, which, you know, after him being out of the game for a while, I'm not saying he can't do it, but it's going to be a major, major adjustment for him.
Does that him taking that position create an ethical dilemma for the organization? And could he end up being a distraction to the team?
Well, the distraction is a very good question. And, you know, the ethical dilemma, you know, I always think of sports teams as their major ethic and I'm a little cynical when I say this, is our ethics are around winning and losing. And, you know, that's not the greatest of all ethics in my mind personally. But honestly, it comes down to that for teams. They're trying to win at the professional level. That's what the job is. And I'm not sure they always go into ethics as much as perhaps they should. But that question aside, you know, I think the distraction question is really going to be a question we're going to have to see what happens. It's already a bit of a distraction. I think it's simmered down a bit. But the first time the Cardinals go into every town, people are going to want to talk to the hitting coach even as much as they want to talk to the manager. And that is very unusual. And perhaps it'll die down midway through the season. But, you know, they're going to make some strong statement early on about how Mark is available and how he is going to be able to talk to the press. Because, honestly, the hitting coach gets there 3 to 4 hours before the game, and he's working. He's the first guy to work because the extra guys come in early to get their extra hitting. He's working with the bench players at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the game starts, and he's studying. He doesn't really have time to do a lot of interviews, but people are going to want to talk to him.
Well, Rick, with only about 30 seconds, in fact, even a little bit less, tell us you're going to be in Edwardsville sometime soon.
I am. On the 11th, Wednesday the 11th, we're going to be there in Edwardsville. Multiple things going on, but the goal would be to communicate the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and our work with high school athletes and coaches. And people want to know what we're doing. They can call the FCA office, 636-827-7100, or go to our website, stlfca.org. But the goal is to communicate to the Edwardsville community that we care about athletes and coaches at the high school, middle school, and college level.
Folks, you can find out about Rick's appearance at the John Wagner Wrestling Complex in Edwardsville on November the 11th by calling the Greater St. Louis Area Fellowship of Christian Athletes, 636-827-7100. We'll post a link at our website to their website, stlfca.org. Rick, thank you very much for being our guest.
Todd, always great to be with you.
When we come back, Congressman John Shimkus will be with us. We'll analyze yesterday's off-cycle election, and we'll talk health care reform, its future. Stay tuned.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
Here's what Pastor Bill Swirla had to say on a recent Issues Etc. broadcast about the new Lutheran Study Bible.
What we've had in the past is the Lutheran revision of an NIV Study Bible, so there's always a certain yes, but character to it. This is done by Lutheran theologians and exegetes, and I think it's something that we can use confidently in our Bible studies and home devotions and other places.
You can purchase the new Lutheran Study Bible online. Just look for the cover at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
LCMS Inc. canceled this? You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2010. Simply go to the Promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. 300.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know, www.steadfastlutherans.com.